We're doing Perek Chi, the ninth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva. That's on page Samach in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Ya'akha shenodah shamatan schoan shal mitzvah svatov v'shenizka law. Im shamanu derach Hashem akosu b'torah. Hi chai olam haba. Since we know that the reward of the mitzvahs and the good things that we merit if we keep the way of Hashem, as is written in the Torah, so we know that that reward and those good things are the world to come. Shnem, as it says, that it should be good for you and you should have long days. And as the Rambam has previously explained, we also know that the vengeance that befalls the wicked, the punishment that is, who forsook the ways of righteousness written in the Torah, he akaris, that is to be cut off. Shnem, that soul shall surely be cut off, for its sin is with it. If so, Mao Zeshikosa Bachola Terakulam in Tishmu Yagi Lachem Kach, Lotishmu Yikra Eschem Kach, Bacholos and Adverb, Bolomazer. Why then does the Torah say, if you keep the Torah, such and such will happen to you? If you don't, such and such will happen to you. And it talks not about spiritual things, but about events in this world. Kagon, for example, Selva Barav, plenty or hunger. Umulchama Bashalom, war and peace. Umalchus Vashiflus, having dominion and being on a low level. Yeshivas Aretz Vigolus, dwelling in the land of Israel and being exiled. Vatzlachas Maisa Vefsedo, success or failure in your actions. Vishakol Divrei Bris, and the rest of the covenant. So Rambam answers, Kolos and Avram Emes Hayu, Viyil, all of those things were and are true and will be true, as far as what happened already and as far as the prophecies that will happen. If we do all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, all of the good things of this world will befall us. When we transgress them, the bad things written in the Torah will befall us. The Avot Pikein, nevertheless, in Olsen Atovos, himself Matan Schar Shel Mitzvahs, those good things are not the ultimate reward of the mitzvahs. The Olsen Aros, himself on a Kama Shnokum Over Kol Mitzvahs, nor are those bad things the ultimate punishment for transgression of the mitzvahs. Like kachu hechra kol advarim. This is the meaning of all of these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasa lanu Torah zu. Hashem gave us this Torah. Eitz Chayim, which is the tree of life. Chalaosek ala kosebo, the yodo, deya gemura nechona, whoever does all that is written in it and knows it with the complete and proper knowledge, zoku bo l'chay olam haba, he merits with it the world to come. According to the greatness of his deeds and the amount of his wisdom, he merits it. The more you did and understand, the more you appreciate of the next world. The Torah promises us that if we observe the Torah with joy and with a good soul, the Talmud, you constantly enjoy its wisdom, then the Torah promises us that he will remove from us all of those things that stop us from doing it. For example, choli, milchama, v'rav, kiyotzu behem, illness, war, famine, and so on. He will give to us all of those good things that helps us to do the Torah. Plenty of food, peace, gold and silver. We'll have all of those things. Why not as a reward, but we won't have to occupy ourselves all of our days taking care of our bodily needs, because we'll have food and money. We'll have free time to study the wisdom of Torah to do the mitzvahs. So we should merit the world to come. So all of these things are rewards. They're merely saying that if you do the Torah, Hashem will facilitate you're continuing to do the Torah without interruption. It says in the Torah, after it promises all of the good things of this world, then it says, it will be righteousness for us if we do this Torah. So that explains the rewards, which are really just facilitators to keep the Torah. Similarly, we have the opposite thing that the Torah tells us. If we purposely leave the Torah, forsake it, and we occupy ourselves with the foolishness and vanities of temporal world, Kishinama, like it says, Vishman Yeshua and Vayibat, Israel became fat and he kicked. Shadaino Emes Yosir Mina Ozum called Tavla Solomazer that the true judge will remove from those who forsook the Torah all of the good things of this world. Shev Chasku Ideam Livo. They caused them to kick and rebel. Maybe Alem called Ross Amonimal Samalikta Solomabah. And then, as a punishment, he brings all of these bad things that stop them from acquiring the world to come. They Shiob Dubarisham so that they should be destroyed in their wickedness. Who should cause the Torah? This is what it says in the Torah. Tachas Hashalom Avaritas Hashem Vagomer. Because you didn't serve God with joy, you will serve your enemy that God sends against you. For the explanation of all of those blessings and curses in the following manner. That is to say, if you serve God with joy, and you kept his way, he gives you these blessings, and he removes the curses from you. Until you are free to study the wisdom of the Torah. To occupy yourself with it. So you should merit the world to come. It will be good for you in the world that is all good. You will have long days in the world that is all long. And you will merit both worlds. Good life in this world, which brings to the world to come. Because if he doesn't acquire wisdom and good deeds in this world, he doesn't have with what to merit the next world. There is no action or reckoning or knowledge or wisdom in the grave. You have to do whatever you do in this world. Then, v'mazaknemes Hashem. If you forsake God, v'shagisim b'maychol b'mishtos nus v'dom lahem, and you spend your time with eating, drinking, and being sexually immoral, and so on, maybe alechem kol ha'klolos ha'elo, then Hashem brings all of these curses upon you. Umeisim kol ha'brachas, he removes all of the blessings, at sheyichlu yimeichem b'vaholo pachad, that your days are all taken up with fear. V'lo yielachem leipane, v'lo guf sholem lasas ha'mitzas, you won't have a free heart and a complete body to do the mitzvahs with. And through this you're going to be ruined and destroyed from the world to come. Before you're going to lose both worlds. If a person is occupied in this world with illness, with war, with hunger, so he doesn't occupy himself with wisdom or with the mitzvahs, through which you merit the world to come. For this reason, all of the prophets and sages of Israel desired the time of Mashiach. They should have rest from governments that stop them from learning Torah and mitzvahs properly, the oppressive governments. So they will have; those will no longer disturb them. They'll find rest. The year they'll have an opportunity to learn a lot of wisdom. So they should merit the world to come. Because in those days of Mashiach, there'll be a lot of knowledge and wisdom and truth. As it says, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. It says, a man will no longer teach his brother and his friend. And it says, I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh. That king, Mashiach, will rise from the seed of David, will be wiser even than Shlomo. He'll be a great prophet close to the level of Moshe. And therefore, he will teach all of the people and show them the way of God. All of the nations will come to hear him. The end of the days, established will be the mountain of the house of God at the head of all of the mountains. But the ultimate of the reward and the final good thing that has no end and no diminishment is the life of the world to come. The time of Mashiach is this world. Now the world goes along as normal. It's still a physical, normal world. Ella, Shamalchus Tassel Yisrael, except the kingdom goes back to Israel. Amru Chacham HaRishonim, the early sages already said, Ein Ben Olam Azeli, Moshe Mashiach, Elashivut Malchiz Bavad. The only difference between this world and the time of Mashiach is the domination of the government. The foreign governments will no longer dominate us, and then we will have the opportunity to excel in Torah and Mitzvahs. And, as the Rambam says, through this acquire the merit for the world to come.